It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
Boobies.
Peace be with you.
Boobies. 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 Boobies.
Oh. One more. One. Just start it again.
The new start the record.
Yes,
over?
I just want to do that properly. Take because two. It really does need to be done correctly. Okay,
rewinding.
Yes, we're just. I mean, really, that was one too many boobies, and frankly, it was lazy to go with just the.
Usually,
boobies.
They travel in pairs.
I understand that. Let's
go. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
Boobies.
Thank you.
Better.
A little bit better that time.
Better.
I was more focused.
That was nice.
All right, let's get everybody in here right now. We're going to have the vacation roundtable because I want to get it all covered today because I just think it's stale when you talk about vacation.
Right. Let's get it
two
out.
2 days after you're back. Beth Ann McBride.
Swallow and come in here.
And believe it or not, Joe Artinger to the studio, please.
Joe was actually my lead story.
Let's get everybody in here. We are going to leave with Joe today.
Good.
And that's why I'm bringing in. Beth Ann, have a nice seat. Joe, pull up a chair.
Hey, we're all in here.
We're all in here.
A nice seat.
This is the entire, right now, if somebody were to throw a bomb in the door, we'd all be gone. The show would be deceased.
So don't do that, please.
Please don't do
that. Are you listening, interns?
I'm going through this. First of all, I just wanted to briefly mention before we get to everybody on the show.
Yes.
Hack away,
are you all right?
Joe.
Jesus, Joe.
Hack away, Joe. Have another medium, Marlboro medium.
CVS health plan.
It's I got to get some more.
Is United Healthcare still covering you?
Yes, they are.
Joe signed the waiver.
I was just checking that. And Beth Ann's getting new headphones. The one thing I wanted to mention was my falling.
Yes.
It has
multiple falls.
I thought that was my department.
It has become a bit of... You've had a falling spell in your life, Joe, but this this is now the sun porch, which happened before we broke for vacation, where I twisted my back and I sprained my toe and had an awkward fall there. Now, that was pitch black, and I didn't see where I was going. However, up in Maine, two more falls.
Two?
Two more
falls.
That's
too many.
The one fall... occurred. The sleep patterns were weird. I told you the 4th of July.
Weird.
I was up with my, I call them my nephews, even though they're not technically my nephews. They're more like cousins.
Houseboys.
They're actually the sons of cousins of mine, so I call them my my nephews.
That's understandable. They're technically your cousins.
And they're my friends. They're my buddies Ben and Alex, and they're the next generation. And we're talking about everything that has to do with my house and everything about vacation. And I'm having a great time with these guys. And then one of them says, hey, you know, the mackerel are down at the dock.
Mm.
And I said, really? And this is like midnight. This happens. We go down. We're throwing lines in the water underneath the dock light to see. And then we're getting a few fish out there. Then we go back to the house. And I'm talking about everything that has to do with this house and with Maine and with my family. And I look out over the bay, and the sun's coming up.
Oh,
this is
cool.
4 o'clock in the morning. I'm still chatting with these guys. It couldn't have been better. That was the coolest thing in the world. I was the old fart that was sitting there with
and
the kids.
And how old are they?
They're in their 20s, in their mid-20s. And, you know, they're adults, but they can still be manipulated.
They're still fishing at 4 o'clock in the morning.
They can still be manipulated.
Sure. No, at any time, do they make a bracelet out of fuse?
It didn't happen, but the whole schedule was out of whack because of that. And I ended up waking up one morning at 3:30. And I went into another bedroom so I wouldn't wake Carla up. I finished a book. Then I got another fishing pole, and I went out on the rocks, and I cast a line out in the water at 4:30 in the morning.
You're a crazy old man.
Because it's way up north.
Keith Richards?
It gets brighter there than it does down here. So you have an earlier dawn there. And
food tastes better.
Food tastes better.
Colors are brighter.
Beer is sweeter. I don't know what I'm saying. But coming back, I was climbing these rocks that my kids play on. And it's designed for somebody who weighs 48 pounds or 55 pounds.
That's not you.
And that's not me. What? And, man, I did this slide with this groin-ripping split.
Don't do
and
that.
If I showed you my leg right now, it looks like a toddler's leg. It's got mosquito bites on it. It's got the scrape on the knee, and it's got everything. And then the very last fall, I'm getting onto this boat. And it's this little 22-foot center console boat over in the harbor.
Okay.
And I'm coming down from Bar Harbor, and you walk down to the dock, and it's got a little gangplank that goes down to the dock.
Did someone butter the gangplank?
No. But I get a bite of sandwich that I'm eating, and I'm trying to finish the sandwich before I get to the boat.
Sure. Naturally.
Yeah. And I throw – I stuff half of this sandwich in my mouth because food is important to me, Joe.
It is.
And as I throw the sandwich into the trash barrel,
right?
I jam the last half, you know, the paper and stuff goes in the trash. I jam the last half of this somewhat dry sandwich
right.
into my mouth. And
more
as
mayo.
I'm on the last chew, mm-hmm. I inhale about a tiny speck-sized piece of crumb into my windpipe.
Sure, that'll do
I
it.
And I start doing the... And there, you know, here's when you bring the boat in to Bar Harbor, you've got people that look at you and you kind of, you know, they're watching you because they have tourist boats that are there.
Oh, landing a boat is tough anyway, but
well,
when people are watching.
This is, you know, it's already docked and I'm taking off.
Right.
So I'm walking out, but I'm still trying to feel Mr. Cool, and this is where I got punished. There's this couple, a young couple that's up at the top of the railing looking down at the gangplank. I'm like, hey, I'm Mr. Cool. Going to go get on this boat and take it out because I know how to pilot a boat. I'm Mr. Boater. Hey, aren't
hey.
I cool? So about this time happened, I go, and I see it, and there's a smile on the guy's face. I'm like, well, I've blown any
worse.
Coolness that I have. And as I walk down, I'm choking, and I don't stop choking before I get into the boat. And so as I'm choking, I'm lifting my leg up over to step inside of this boat.
Oh, no.
And I'm going, ooh. And as I step down, I hit it at the wrong angle, and I sprain my ankle and fall. And
oh,
I fall
God.
On my back as I'm choking mm-hmm. in the back of the boat.
Landed
and
the
I
boat.
Look up, and the guy's not laughing. He's just smiling well, and looking at me dead in the
eye. You gave
him
exactly what he was hoping for. No guy wants to stand on a dock.
And the ankle still hurts. So
yeah,
that's
oh.
the.
Wow.
But I'm falling, and I think that's what, you know.
And
I,
didn't you bruise here?
Yeah,
too?
What's about the
Ready?
Bruise underneath your arm?
Ready?
Ooh.
Ready?
Yeah, that's
you
awful.
See that, Bruce?
Something to talk about on his radio show.
This is. But I got the. No, I can't pull up.
Well, it's just as well.
My legs are too fat.
My legs,
yes. Let me show you about that. No, but that's it.
That's not a leg.
I fall a lot. I'm getting worried about it. All right. Joe Ardinger, as we go around the table here, Joe, you got a BB gun.
Yeah, I went to Walmart to get some toilet paper and light bulbs and said, hey, give me one of them there guns, too.
Walmart had the BB guns?
Yeah, lots of them.
What kind of brand name is it?
It's a Daisy.
A Daisy BB
gun? God, they're still in business.
Put your eye out, kid.
It's a buck 400 shot repeater. It's a $20 gun.
Now, did you hunt drunk, though? I heard you called Katie with the news that you had a BB gun.
Well, yeah, I took it home with the case of beer that I bought it at Walmart as well.
Case of beer and a gun.
Walmart brand beer?
No.
Miller Lite.
Miller
Lite, okay, good.
Do not shoot and drink, Joe.
No, I put it away once I got pretty stewed. But, you know, while I
Before
had
that.
My three-beer buzz going
Way
on,
to separate them.
I was shooting a tin can in the backyard.
Yeah, I got a message from Joe. It says, guess what I bought for $20 at Walmart? And I couldn't come up with anything.
You know, we should sneak it in here someday and just have fun with
I
it.
I already shot it. I brought it in Saturday night for my show and set up a rifle range out in the sales area.
Oh, see, we'll use that on the other show that pays most of your salary.
Yes,
all right, so Joe
I'd be
got
happy
his.
To,
I'd like to do that. We'll do some target shooting.
Sure.
We'll do that. Bring it in tomorrow.
What
we'll do some target shooting tomorrow.
Leo, stand down there.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. You know what? It might still be in the trunk of my car.
Really?
Yeah, let me go check.
Yeah, go bring it in, and we'll shoot it tomorrow.
Only we had an apple to put on Leo's head.
Moving around the circle, Buzz nearly killed by a tree.
I was. I did some tree trimming for my mother-in-law, who said she just had a couple of little branches in the front, but then I saw that the entire yard, all the trees in the yard, needed to be trimming, so I went about with various implements and trimmed trees. And in one case,
you're a good son-in-law, Buzz.
I am. I'm the best. Mm-hmm. And I was trimming a small branch off of a big limb. Unbeknownst to me, the big limb was rotted away from the tree itself. And so from about, I don't know, 8 feet above my head, a branch, a limb that had to be 5 inches thick and 8 feet long actually fell off the tree and landed on my head and busted.
It hit your head?
It did it. Here, I've got, I've
oh
still
my
got
God.
A little bit of a bump and a wound here. I
There's
don't know if
the
you
wound.
Can see
Look
it or
that.
Not.
You could have been killed.
I'm lucky to be alive.
You are. We're all lucky you're alive.
All this I did for my mother-in-law.
Thank God.
We were just looking for some to fill the time.
Rob Spiewak
said, KFH, are you sure you don't need any more liners?
I have written down here, Rob's water was turned off.
Yes, you had this happen before. God bless my wife, Carrie. Carrie Spiewak.
Your wife.
Yeah, my wife.
Right.
I went down to the beach ahead of her because she had to work, but she was there for the last 3 days of the vacation, which was nice. And We came home and we were on the Eastern Shore of Virginia.
You know, I just want to say that you do have the magic life, though. Out of 10 days away, 3 days of your vacation was actually spent with your wife.
That's right. It seemed like more.
How does he do it?
I don't know how he does it. But
she loves to work.
3 days.
She loves to work.
So you had, six days apart?
Five, I think. Yeah.
Five.
And
yes.
So we were coming and we had a great trip back until we got to the Beltway. And then, of course, it stopped.
Yeah, terrible
and
traffic.
Right as we're right by the Mormon temple, Julia says, Daddy, I have to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
And at that point, there is no good place to go to the bathroom. So I said, honey, we'll be home soon. Please just sit still.
You have to go in the suit.
You're going to have to wait.
Wait or go in the suit.
And so when she starts talking about it, Robert has to go.
Sure.
And so I have to tell him not yet. And then I start thinking, I say, you know, it's been hours. I could really take a leak too. But that's all right. So we get home. It takes about an hour 15 from the temple.
Yeah. Right.
So we get home. And when we pull up to the house, there's a post-it on our front door.
Oh, welcome home note.
I thought perhaps, but it said that...
A neighbor with a pie or something?
No. It says, I'm so sorry that due to the fact that you've ignored our three notices, your water has been turned off.
Who pays the bills in your house?
My wife, Carrie Spiewak, does that.
Three notices.
And I said, Carrie, the water's turned off. I know. Gary. And what I wanted to tell her, and I didn't at the time.
Gary, the water's turned off, and you're going to get beaten now.
I didn't tell her this at the time because I thought better of it. It's not like you get your water turned off.
I'm sorry.
There's a gun in the studio.
Yeah.
Joe has brought in his BB gun.
It is a daisy.
I knew it would come to this.
Guns shouldn't come in boxes. What is that?
Take pride. It's a daisy.
So the water was turned off at your house.
And what I wanted to say so badly is, Carrie, darling, they don't shut off your water if you're a day or two late. You have to be seriously late. She says, listen, I wrote that check weeks ago. I don't know why the water's turned off. And now it's starting to occur to me. I look at the thing. For 4 days, this post-it has been on my front door. So the neighbors can walk back and forth and see, oh, the Spiewaks aren't paying their bills. How nice. That's good.
Did you get to the bottom of it yet?
Yeah, because when she went in her purse to look at when she wrote the check.
Uh-huh. It was still in there.
The bill was, thank you, Beth Ann.
Sorry.
Would you like to tell her?
Sorry.
An inspired guest.
The bill, it was still stamped in the envelope in her purse. And she said, but I wrote it weeks ago. I said, yeah, but it don't do one itty-bitty good unless the water company gets it.
So it was just sitting in her purse.
That for 2 weeks.
Unpaid.
And I said, they don't just turn. This is when I said, you know, they don't just turn it off if you're a couple days. She said, yeah, but I was paying on the second notice.
She able to see out of her right eye?
Barely.
And everybody had to go to the bathroom.
So, yeah. Oh, God. And what do you want to do when you get home? You want to do your wash.
Right.
You want to take a leak and you want to wash your hands.
Poo-poo time.
There's some of that.
It's poo-poo time when I get home from a long trip. Always. So, doesn't matter where I go, it's poo-poo time.
So I look at the clock, and it's 5:01. Uh-huh. Precisely 5:01.
Especially when I go to IHOP.
5 o'clock.
Close of business.
Is when and I said, you know what we need to do? We need to run and get online, and maybe we can pay it and get it turned on right quick.
Right.
So we run to the computer, and the internet is down.
And
it
has
been
that?
Down. Yes, apparently it had been down because of a bad splitter.
Right.
But I think that was Carrie's fault, too. And so I said, listen, you've got the check. You've got the bill. There's a drop-off place. Why don't you go to the Department of Water and drop it off? Yeah. Maybe there's someone.
Go to the water store.
Maybe there's someone
store,
there until 5:30.
I got to go to the water store.
You're an idiot.
So she runs out and she gets in the Caprice because I still have to unload the Tahoe.
Your late model Caprice.
That's right. A beautiful automobile.
1971
She puts the key in and turns it.
It doesn't
start.
Of course not.
And at this point, I say, Carrie?
Carrie.
I don't even want to touch my television and, God forbid, unzip my fly. Because everything we're touching
it would fall off if you unzipped your fly.
It's turning brown.
And you had to poo-poo.
I did. Good. And you know what I did is I took water from bottles of water and poured it and made it go away.
Oh, good. So you flushed with those
waters. It only cost about $40 to flush the toilet.
Poo-poo.
Well, that's
beyond poop.
Everything back to normal in your
home? Yes, we have water. Ooh. We have internet. Thank you.
Carrie.
And the swelling is going down.
And Beth Ann, did you kill your mother on the
vacation?
No,
she was great. She insisted. She's 75 years old. She wanted to go downtown D.C., and she has a big planner's wart. on her toe, and she could go like
a
half a city block every 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
So,
what'd you see downtown?
Not much, Rob. Just this one or two city blocks.
And you watched porn.
And then I watched porn.
Wow, you did a better job on my story than that one.
Well, after wanting to, you know, spending that much time with the family, I'd want to get out. All right.
Maybe dinner?
Stop. All right. This is the BB gun. Joe's got it
sure
right here.
Sure is.
This is
the Daisy.
And we got to get Buzz on here. Buck. 400-shot BB repeater from Daisy. Take pride. It's a Daisy. Joe bought a BB gun. Can I see it?
Yeah. Sure.
Don't shoot anybody.
Is it loaded?
Jesus. Absolutely, but it's not cocked.
Loaded, right. But not cocked.
It will be.
He's cocking it now.
Oh, God.
Chuck Connors here.
Oh, Mike.
What? Mike,
oh,
please.
Can I shoot?
Oh, jeez. I'm going over here.
No.
No.
What? I'm going to shoot the ceiling.
That's good. What could possibly bounce?
What? It's not going to bounce.
There are no.
Oh, my God.
Put one in the ceiling. That's good stuff. This is big fun. What's it got? Loads of BBs in it?
It's got plenty. Would you like to shoot the target?
We're getting a call from upstairs. A call screener is dead.
Beth Ann, I just got an IM from Katie. Did you watch porn before or after you and she hung out?
All right.
Hold it.
Hold on.
Wait.
Oh, God.
All right. That's a good. Wait. I'm gonna shoot the can right here.
Oh.
Hey!
Got it.
Hey, I'm Annie Oakley.
Bullseye.
All right. No more shooting. Get it out of here. I don't want to get in trouble.
Put away that shooting iron.
Hide that shooting iron right now. I keep the can.
So, Joe, is that a professional target?
He made it himself.
Absolutely. I looked it up on the internet.
We need to get a picture of that on our website. It is a cardboard box.
Get the target on.
With twist ties holding a Miller Lite
can. Very good. Let's get Buzz Burbank on with the final buzz of the afternoon, and we'll do more shooting. Keep that handy
there. Nice shooting, Tex.
Way to go, Joe.
Well, it's pretty much a done deal. Budweiser doesn't belong to America anymore.
Oh, boy. You've said a lot of things nobody else can say. You know, it does bother me.
It bothers a lot of people.
It pisses me off.
Especially people in St. Louis who are depressed today.
Yeah, and it's gone now. I mean, this is America.
It is.
You know, but Budweiser, Jesus.
Bought by a great company, though.
Yeah, good company. I mean, but it's like they're taking over. You know, they're taking our beer.
What,
they're
the Belgians?
Yeah, the Belgians are taking
the Belgians haven't done anything.
Rob, it's the foreign interest because our economy is so effed up that they're snatching up. You know, where is it? Dubai that bought the Sears Tower?
Right.
Or is that what it was?
Building.
The Chrysler Building.
United Arab Emirates bought it.
United Arab Emirates. Thank you. I knew I had it right. But I mean, it seems like we're just losing big chunks of America.
We are. It's not the same. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri, has sold out to that Belgian-Brazilian conglomerate known as InBev.
I sure like me that Stella Artois, though.
Oh, that's their second best product.
For $70 a share.
It's their second best. I know you like Beck's.
Yeah. Now it's up to
That's why you're on that side. You're on that side because you like Beck's beer.
Yes.
And they're Belgian.
Maybe it'll bring the price down.
Yeah, they're Belgian also. That's it.
Now it's up to the stockholders who, if they cherish their money the way we expect, will approve the merger. Carlos Brito gets to keep his job as CEO as part of the deal, so he says the deal makes a lot of sense.
I think we're going to bring the best of both companies into one company. So, I mean, our footprint with their amazing brand, our people, their people, skill sets of two different companies that came from two different places, but that share the same roots in terms of years in the business.
St. Louis will still be the North American headquarters and the flagship of this new, bigger company, and all of AB's American breweries will stay open, we're told, in spite of InBev's reputation as a cost-cutting juggernaut.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to lay off a bunch of people. If you were a senior executive at Anheuser-Busch, you're screwed.
A German.
Sounds like Dustin Hoffman.
It is.
No word on the fate of the Clydesdales.
Oh, they'll keep the Clydesdales.
Well, this CEO is very comfortable. He gets to keep his gig.
Really?
At least for now.
Yeah, I'm worried about the big takeover. We don't know what's going to happen.
And now...
Turn that crap off. That's driving me nuts.
Wait, big finish.
How can you... That's the happiest music there is.
Yeah.
Mike, there's only one thing that's happier than polka music. You know what that is?
What?
Slot machines.
Slot machines are very happy.
See, if you could have a polka music playing in a casino, you'd kill yourself from happiness.
All right, put your hand over here.
Okay. Ow, BB gun.
Put that down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now your jalapenos are trying to kill you.
Oh, no.
A chain of Mexican restaurants in Texas has, at the urging of the government, taken jalapenos off its menu in favor of other hot peppers like poblanos.
Oh, come on.
It's an extension.
I just started eating them.
It's an extension
what?
Of the...
What? I just started putting jalapenos on my sandwich on a regular basis.
They might be okay. It's just this one
Christ's
chain
sake.
In Texas.
What you do, Mike, get that red... You go to Subway still?
I go to Subway, yeah, either in the Old Town part of the city or I up on the Main
What's
Street.
What's better is that hot red pepper stuff they have.
I've tried that. I like me the jalapenos.
So do I.
I
had
loaded my sandwich up with a... I say extra jalapenos. That's how much I like them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not as good as the red stuff.
Okay, we're going to disagree that, and you like the foreigners taking over beer companies.
Just as long as the product doesn't suffer.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, what's suffering is the economy of the United States, and you should be a true patriot and be more concerned
about
that.
What suffers are my feelings when you point at me like that.
Yeah, that's, Rob.
Okay. Yeah, Buzz.
Out. Put your hand out.
Oh. The BB gun is getting louder.
this, of course, not surprisingly, an extension of the salmonella scare that first burst out of tomatoes and splattered all over America's produce departments.
I didn't know peppers needed poop on them, too.
Yeah, everything needs
fertilizer,
poop.
Fertilizer, sure.
Oh, sure.
Very good.
Salmonella, of course, includes diarrhea among its symptoms, so with a lot of Mexican restaurants, how can you tell?
Yeah, no.
The company that owns these 14 Abuelos restaurants says this is just a precautionary measure taken after it had already started pasteurizing all of its tomato products.
Can't pasteurize the jalapeno pepper.
Oh, you could.
No, not well. You if you put it in a blender.
Well, you'd have to boil it, and then it would compromise it, I think.
Well, they pasteurize milk without boiling that. There are quick heat methods of pasteurization.
But I bet if you pasteurize a jalapeno, you take the backburn out of it.
What do you think it's doing to the tomatoes?
I know. I mean,
they're very tender, you
this
know.
This sucks. What's happening?
Here's the good news. No actual cases
of... No one fought that.
Well said, Mike.
I'm Irv Harrigan. No one fought that.
No actual cases of jalapeno salmonella have been reported, raising the question, why did the government urge these restaurants to yank their jalapenos?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also with jalapenos...
I've done that.
You know, if you eat enough jalapenos, you might mirror some symptoms of salmonella, too.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
The burning and the itching.
The burning.
Buzz, what's your stance on poblano?
The good news is the fire goes out faster.
Yes,
Rob. What's your stance on poblano peppers?
You know, I haven't tried them, but I suspect they're pretty good. Our resident pepper expert is Joe Ardinger, who, of course, grows his own.
That's true.
Does he grow his own jalapenos?
Sometimes he
and
has.
Habaneros,
in
too, I think.
Habaneros he's done for sure.
Are habaneros hotter than jalapenos?
Yes.
They register higher on the Scoville scale.
Thank That's you, right. Jeff.
Mm-hmm. The burgers. Recognized that voice, did you?
Uh-huh.
The burgers were way undercooked, according to a family vacationing in Gold Beach, Oregon. So,
yeah, Mike.
So they wrote "you suck" on their plates in ketchup before they left. That led to a
sounded like Saturday Night O'Mara.
That led to a fist fight with restaurant employees
that
in the
really
parking lot.
That really sounds like Saturday Night at O'Mara's.
Which also led to a fist fight in the parking lot.
Sure.
Both the manager and the cook were badly injured in the fight, but nobody, not even the vacationing family from Reno, was arrested.
Nobody's bad in Reno. Reno's good people.
That's right.
I back the family. I back the family.
I do too.
Absolutely.
And in Louisiana, a 22-year-old woman's been arrested for making men sniff colognes that make them ill.
Bethany McBride.
One man, posing as Meredith, one man says he passed out from the stuff. Another says he got lightheaded and skin irritation.
Oh, this is the worst 4th of July ever. I hate America.
Hey, police are now investigating the colognes that young Patches Wegman says she makes herself.
Patches
says she's been selling her colognes around New Orleans for a while, and she's been pushing it in men's faces for a couple of months now.
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
Patches.
If you're keeping score, Barack Obama has slipped to a tie with John McCain.
Margin of error, right?
And bigger than that. You see, his entire 15-point lead has dried up, according to the polls, because of a perception that he's changed his positions on key issues to gain political advantage. This poll by Newsweek shows 53% of Americans have that perception. And that made a difference with independent voters who switched their majority support from Obama to McCain. Last month, Obama led independents 48-36. This month, McCain leads independents 41-34.
Just a snapshot, Buzz.
To 34. That's right.
Just a snapshot.
As we continue to take snapshots along the path to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
A new USA Today survey, by the way, shows that a third of white voters and a third of black voters think race relations in this country would get worse with the defeat of Barack Obama.
Amen.
But oddly, fewer than one in four Americans believe race relations would get better if he wins.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
I don't either. We'll wait and see. Jesse Ventura's political career may not be over.
Yeah, okay. I don't have time to bleed.
You're smart.
Thank you.
That's our story after you fix a snack.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.